This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir, the one who is rightfully proud, the one who has the right to be proud. Al-Mutakabbir is seen in the Quran in one place, verse number 23 of Surah Al-Hashr, as we see many of the other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms that He is al-mutakabbir, the one who has the right to be proud. Now, usually when we think of this word proud, being proud, or the word pride, we usually tend to link it with arrogance. And we'll see examples of that in the second half of the khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala. To begin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Mutakabbir shows us that this is one of His names which indicates a description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the description of having pride and majesty, without being arrogant. This type of pride and majesty is an indication of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique and how He is special. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. There is none like Him. And so Allah has every right to be proud of who He is. And every right upon everything and every one of His creations. So He is unique and special. And from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes a lot of things that are special. Al-Mutakabbir is rightfully proud over all evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created everything. But when we think of evil, He is above that. Allah is above all evil. And only good comes from Al-Mutakabbir. Only good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now many of us think to ourselves in our lives, well, if good only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's only good that comes from Him, why do we see evil on the face of this earth? Ask yourself, think. When we hear people say pride, are they saying that in the obedience of Allah? Or are they saying that in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think. The way of Allah, His command, His sharia, His method that has come to us doesn't include doing evil. Al-Mutakabbir is above that. He encourages us to stay away from evil. Stay away from following our nafs, our desires. Stay away from that which brings us lower in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we think of Allah as Al-Mutakabbir, we think of Him as being high. And we think of ourselves being low. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised us in status from amongst His creation. From amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's blessed us with Al-Aql. The ability to think, the ability to reason. And because He's blessed us with that, He expects more from us compared to the rest of His creation. Al-Mutakabbir is the one who is above and does not oppress his servants. Now many of us, when we think of Al-Mutakabbir, we think of Allah being the one who is rightfully proud. Some people will say, oh, Allah is arrogant, wal-iyadhu billah, and that how can Allah be just and fair if He punishes people in the hereafter? How is that possible? How can He be Al-Mutakabbir and not be the one who is arrogant? Well, it's simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish the one who is obedient to Allah. In fact, His mercy is so vast that He encourages mercy from Him upon us. We know that only 1% of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shared with us in this dunya. And when we think of how merciful Allah has been upon us in this world, in our lives, it's mind-boggling. But if that 1% is mind-boggling, then how will the 99% of His rahmah be upon us in the hereafter? That's even more mind-boggling. That a person who may, as we know, many hadith and many stories of the Prophet ﷺ narrated, you know, mentioning people who have committed sins their entire lives. People who have murdered over and over. The one who murdered 99 people and then murdered another person. And yet that person was coming closer to Allah. And because their distance traveled in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was more precious and valuable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon that one as well. Mind-boggling. To you and I, we would say, 99 people? Forget it. This person, Jahannam. That's it. But we are not the judge. We don't know what's in the mind and the heart of the person that we sit next to. We don't know what's in the mind and the heart of our spouse, our children, our parents, our siblings. We only have an idea of what's within us. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His blessings and mercy upon every single one of us. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed this life, the way that Al-Mutakabbir has designed this life for us, is a way that is perfect, and He owns the right to be proud over that. Think of it. He owns the right, He has the right to be proud of what he has created and how he has created it and what he has legislated for his creation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, now that we've affirmed and confirmed and know and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mutakabbir, the one who is rightfully proud, what does that mean for us? What do we need to do now? Well, to begin with, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is an indication of our submission to Him, that we submit ourselves to the one who is above us. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our belief. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our fasting and recitation of the Qur'an, in our business dealings and transactions. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that we speak to one another, in the way that we raise our family, in the way that we treat our spouses and children. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that we embrace what He's blessed us with and appreciate the wealth, appreciate the air, appreciate the nature, appreciate the oxygen, appreciate everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And so we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first step. In addition to this, we show humility to Allah in every aspect of life. We humble ourselves before Him. When we feel, I've reached a status of, a position of status and honor, and people are praising me, and people are saying good things about me, and people are elevating me in status and rank in our professions, or in our personal life, or in our social circles, we humble ourselves. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises those who He wishes to, and He has the ability to debase them, to throw them down, to put them down in rank. And so we are humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of your prayer. Think of your ruku'. When we make our ruku', when we make our sajda in prayer, we bow down in ruku', and what do we say? Allahu Akbar al-mutakabbir. He is Al-Akbar, Al-Kabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And we say Allahu Akbar at the beginning of our prayer and we're standing. Usually when a person is standing, what happens? If they're standing with arrogance, their shoulders go back. Their head is up in the air. Their nose is pointing towards the sky. But when we submit ourselves in prayer to Allah, even in the standing position, we look down at the place of prostration. We're standing. Then we say, Allahu Akbar, and we bow down in ruku'. We lower ourselves. Then we come up praising Allah and glorifying Him. Then we say, Allahu Akbar, and we go to the ground. And we put our heads to the ground. Our head, which contains the one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us that makes us as human beings better than all of His creation. The ability to reason, to choose, as we mentioned earlier. And we put this to the ground in submission to who? Allah. For He is Al-Akbar Al-Mutakabbir. So think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Mutakabbir, the one who is deserving, the one who we submit to, and the one who has every right to be proud that His creation knows what is right. His creation is doing what is right. And because of that, He will reward His creation, His servants, those who worship Him, with the best of this world and the best of the Akhirah. My brothers and sisters, we are never to show arrogance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iblis showed arrogance to Allah Azza wa Jal. We know the story very famously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Illa Iblis astakbara wa kana min al kafirin. Iblis, he showed arrogance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istakbara wa kana min al kafirin. And he was from amongst those who were ignorant, those who disobeyed, those who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that mean that he did not affirm the lordship of Allah? No. But he refused to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shows us multiple examples within the Qur'an. He shows us the example of Fir'aun. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this world, Fir'aun and his army, they were arrogant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the right to be arrogant. Allah had not given him the ability or the right to be that person that takes from the people what he took. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us an example of the people of Nuh. The people of Nuh alayhi salam. And how he says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He would tell them, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. And what did they do? They ended up putting their fingers in their ears, blocking the message from Nuh alayhi salam. And then they pulled or draped their cloaks over their heads, ignoring him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Nuh alayhi salam complained to him, saying that they became arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the example of the people of Hud alayhi salam, and Shu'aib alayhi salam, and Hud alayhi salam, the people of many nations of the past who were arrogant, and what came to them and what is to come for them is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we never show arrogance to Allah. We submit ourselves to Him with humility. We are humble before Him. And when we pray, when we stand, when we talk, when we walk, when we buy, when we sell, when we are at home resting, whatever it is that we're doing, we remember the Al-Mutakabbir. He has every right for me to sleep in the position that he wants, to sleep in the way that he wants, to wake at the time that he wants, to submit myself in a prayer at the time that he wants, and to do everything in my life the way that he, Al-Mutakabbir, wants. And in that, we will find happiness, pleasure, and joy in this life as well as in the hereafter. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين يا الله please make it easy for us to submit to you in the ways that you have prescribed upon us. يا الله please make it easy for us to grasp and appreciate and love the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and to follow and submit your message that has come to us in the Quran. Ya Allah, please make it easy for our children to learn, to appreciate, to instill the values of this deen within their lives, and make it easy for us to show them that this is the best way to live. Ya Allah, please, please, please do not make us from those that are arrogant. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from arrogance. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those that acknowledge that you are Al-Mutakabbir, that you are deserving of all praise and all glorification. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all those that are going through hardship and difficulty, both in our families, in our communities, those that are ill, those that are sick. Ya Allah, please make it easy for Ibrahim, the son of our brother Fahad, in the community, who is back in the hospital for the third time this year. Ya Allah, grant him health and strength and ease. Ya Allah, you are a Shafi, grant him Shifa. Ya Allah, you are a Shafi, grant every single one of our community members Shifa. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all those that are suffering and struggling in different parts of the world. Ya Allah, please grant them ease. Ya Allah, bring ease and happiness and joy to their lives. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to continuously remember them in our dua. Ya Allah, dua is what we have. It is our connection with you. May Allah make it easy for us to be a means of reaching out to you and asking and begging you to relieve the hardships that they're going through. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allah akbar wa Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هي الصلاة هي الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا